Harry, how's it going?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, how are you, James?
Very well. Now, there's been a couple of very tense races just now. Of course, Abel for Communities only won by 6 votes. The Sport Officer race was also extremely tense with 2,000 votes up to second choice. But Activities is usually regarded as one of the tensest. Do you think that's the same this year, or is it a quiet one?
That's definitely the case this year, James. I think it's going to be a two-horse race between Becky and Emily. Both have run very strong campaigns. Thomas Burke, though, I think it could still be a surprise second-place finish. But I think Becky's campaign team are very optimistic about their chances, whereas Thomas Burke's campaign manager, I spoke to him yesterday, Craig Stanley, he told me that they would be very happy with second place, but they're more quite happy with the way that they've run their campaign rather than, they're just out there to try and get their policies well known rather than maybe thinking first place is a definite finish.
Speaking of their policies, who has the best manifesto in your opinion?
I think Emily Mills has the most concrete manifesto. But I was very pleased with Thomas Burke's manifesto as well. I thought the points that he was bringing up about just kind of trying to make sure that there's more awareness for welfare in societies was important. But I thought Becky's experience as a Welcome Week exec is possibly quite vital. I think that showed in her manifesto as well.
If I had to pin it on you and say who you think's got the strongest manifesto, and then you tell me who you think's got the strongest campaign, who would you say's got the strongest manifesto?
Strongest manifesto, I'm going to go with Emily Mills. I spoke to her campaign manager, Jessica, and from speaking to her and the way that she was so enthusiastic about Emily's manifesto, and they'd known each other from first year, and she said just the message that Emily was trying to get across, a lot of people, especially her campaign team, which has numbered around kind of 50 people, everyone was very responsive to it, and I think that showed in her campaigning.
And like you said, but you think Becky and Tom are the two front horses in the competition. Is this purely down to their campaign?
Oh, no, sorry, it's Becky and Emily.
Oh, Becky and Emily, that's right. Becky and Emily, two front runners.
Yeah.
Who's going to edge it for you? If I had to push you to make a decision.
I was going to come here to set on saying Becky, but I changed my mind through the night.
Your mind.
Because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Leo Lightfoot has endorsed through his videos two people so far. With Communities, he endorsed Abel Hartman, and also he endorsed Lauren Herrier for a video.
Oh, you think there's a link?
And so, yeah, I think so.
That's actually a great piece
of
trivia.
Yeah, no one's picked that up.
It's a fantastic piece.
Harry, you are a top journalist there.
And so, because he's backed Emily with a video, I think that that video might bump her past Becky and secure her the position of Activities Officer.
Well, thank you so much for coming to speak to us. We're now going to have the educations package with all the information about your educations candidate.